Welcome back to the Real Madrid podcast for this Monday update. Well, the Van de Beek rumours have swelled over the last few days. At the back end of last week, it was all just rumour and speculation after a fine performance midweek against Spurs. This week, there is a fee attached to a potential arrival of around €60 million. 16 goals he scored, remember, this season from midfield in 53 games, which is impressive, albeit in a league which is not quite at the same level as Europe's elite. Now, most of the comparisons are price-driven, comparing him to Pogba and Eriksen and their potential arrivals. The media's view of Pogba is still fairly negative, with the general assumption that his presence would cause dressing room division. At present, then, it appears that Perez and, to a degree, most of the players are against, with Zidane being primarily for. Now, Zidane does know that he's got a big job on to actually convince Perez to make the significant financial outlay, but he points to the fact that Pogba scored, 65 goals in his last seven seasons at both Juventus and Manchester United. Compares very well indeed to Cruz's 13 in five seasons and Modric with just 17 in seven seasons. Pogba's average assists over this time, 10.2 per season, which is slightly below Cruz's 11.7, but is well in advance of Modric's six. And remember as well that as United didn't finish in the top four, Pogba is facing a salary cut for next season. And of course, there's no Champions League football. Now, if you add Eden Hazard into this equation as well, with his 108 goals that he scored over the last seven seasons and his average assists of 12.5 per campaign, you can see on paper why Zidane wants this midfield, although, as we know, what works on paper has a tendency to divert its course in reality. Now, Zidane's comments on the squad for next season are picked over, despite the fact that, again, he said very little in reality, although his statement that there will be changes, but a lot of players are going to stay has caused plenty of discussion over the last 24 hours, and for some a fear that if the wrong ones stay and the right ones go, then a repeat of this season could be on the cards. But there is plenty to look forward to as well, and Zidane has at least hinted at his feelings toward Vinicius. He is, he said, very good, a very important player for this team, especially for the future. That at least indicates that those who thought that he may be available this summer, well, they're going to have to look elsewhere. Now, what about all of the rumours surrounding the impending arrival of Jovic that have swirled around in recent weeks? As soon as he put pen to paper to sign for Frankfurt, it was thought in the days following that negotiations would open for a move to Madrid. Not so. According to Freddy Bobic, he said there has been no contact whatsoever with Real Madrid. This is the truth. I know them very well, he said. All of which complicates things still further, because PSG and Bayern Munich have also entered the fray, and Bayern Munich's offer to take Jovic to the Allianz Arena is some €15 million more than Real Madrid's opening bid. Lots of speculation about Gareth Bale again today and his future after he was left out of the squad over the weekend. Many saying that he's possibly played his final game at the Bernabeu with just one game there remaining. Once again, the fact that he has no desire to leave and that nobody will pay either the fee or his salary does actually point to the fact that unless somebody shifts, he is going to be at Real Madrid next season. Another player who is praying for a stay of execution is Mariano. I don't have a crystal ball, he said, so I can't tell you the situation, but I want to stay. I want to be part of next season. I've already had a conversation with Zidane, and I have told him my feelings. Lucas Vázquez vented some of his frustrations at the weekend. I don't know what the future is, but I have a contract until 2021. My intention is to continue here. I think there is a lack of respect for this squad. It's won three Champions Leagues in a row. We were the best then. Now we are apparently worthless. And that simply is not the case. Unfortunately for him, there are plenty that would tend to disagree. Now, Vázquez may be of the past, but Brahim Diaz is one who has been impressing Zidane certainly over the last few weeks. His future for the moment looks bright, but Rugueño was talking about him earlier today. He is a great personality, he said, for his age. He constantly looks for the ball. He has no fear. He is daring, and the crowd love him. On Vinicius, he said he too is loved by the fans, and it's understandable. He's contributed a lot since he arrived, and remember, he was just 18. He has a big role to play in the future of this club. And his final words, though, he said for Marcelo. He said, "I hope he is here for many seasons to come." Now, the soap opera surrounding James Rodriguez's future simply won't go away. Just days ago, it looked as if nobody really was that interested. There was limited interest from Juventus and Arsenal. Fast forward 2 days, and all of a sudden, half the Premier League are interested. Manchester United, Arsenal, Chelsea and Spurs. If true, then Chelsea, United and Spurs would be in prime positions, as they have players that Madrid want. Of course, Hazard, Pogba and Eriksen. Madrid would be very willing to reduce the cash outlay and get rid of a player who has no chance of any involvement at the club next season. And he could also add, as part of that deal, Asensio as well, as he's been all but told that he has no future at Real Madrid. And he's also been linked today with a potential move to Premier League as part of a deal that would take Eriksen from Spurs. And finally today, what about Eden Hazard? Well, as we know, he has managed to master the dark arts of social media manipulation, saying something that often means nothing or that can be interpreted pretty much any way you'd like it. So his posting on Instagram of those three blue hearts, and that now viral video clip of him reacting to a fan's plea at the traffic lights of "Why don't you stay at Chelsea?" and him responding by shaking his head and driving off into the evening, well, we'll leave you to make up your own mind as to what they all mean. And that just about wraps it up then for today. Don't forget, you can catch up with all the season's news as it happened via the website at www.realmadridpodcast.com. And of course, you can follow us on all of the major platforms, Google, iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Podbean, all of the major podcast platforms. We are there. But for the moment, hope you've enjoyed it. We'll see you later on this week. From me, Tim Capel. Bye-bye.